Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Yud Ches, and we are at the first wide line, eight lines from the top of daf Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. So yesterday we began the ninth parak in Masechtas Chulin, Parak Ha'or V'Haroitev. And as mentioned yesterday, Parak Ha'or V'Haroitev deals primarily with the halachos of Tum of Tahira, and it begins with a very specific halacha, a halacha that's discussed in Masechtas Uktzin. That is, that we know that food can become Tameh, food can also transmit Tumah. In order for food to become Tameh or transmit Tumah, it has to have a shear. The shear is a beya, even though ordinarily shiurei oichlin is bekezayas, but when it comes to tumas oichlin, is bekebeya. The question is, what happens with regards to appendages of food? So for example, you have a fruit. A fruit has a stem. The stem of the fruit, how do you look at that as it relates to the fruit with regards to a Tumah v'Tahira perspective? Is it mitzarif to the shear? Is it not mitzarif to the shear? If the stem of a fruit touches a davar tameh, does that make the fruit tameh? If the fruit is tameh and something touches the stem of the fruit, does that thing now become tameh? What about the peel of a fruit? Or the hide of an animal. Is that mitzdarif? Is it not mitzdarif? Does that have the ability to be moitzi tuma? Does that have the ability to be machnes tuma? What about here? Fuzz that fruit sometimes has. How do you look at that? And as we saw yesterday, there are really three categories when you talk about appendages of food. The first is called a yad. The second is called a shomer. And the third one is neither a yad or a shomer. A yad is an appendage to food whose purpose is to help you grasp the food. The perfect example of that is the stem of a fruit. Another example would be the bone of meat. So a bone that has marrow inside it is treated a little bit differently. But a bone, for example, that has no marrow inside, so what's the purpose of the bone? You use the T-bone to be able to carry the piece of meat. So that would be considered a yad. The halacha of a yad is that it's not mitzarif to the shear, but at the same time, it's moitzi u'machnas tomo, which means that if something tahar touches the yad of a davar tameh, through the yad, the tomo will go out. It will be niflat. The davar tameh will be moitzi tomo through its yad. The same as in the reverse. If the yad of this davar would touch a davar tameh, it would have the ability to suck in the Tumah. It would have the ability to be Machnas Tumah. A Shomer, that's the second category, that's something that isn't just an appendage in the sense that it's used to grasp the food, but it actually protects the food. Because it protects the food, so Halacha treats it a little bit more like the fruit, and therefore not only does it have an ability to be Moitzi U'Machnas Tumah into the food, but it also is Mitztarif to the shear of the food itself. Something that's not a yad and something that's not a shomer, that is certainly not mitzarif to the shear with regards to tumas oichlin. It also doesn't have the ability to be moitzi and machnes. Again, that's a little bit of what we saw yesterday, and the Gemara is going to go into this in a lot more detail. One other thing that we need as far as an introduction goes, and that is the Mishnah immediately compared and contrasted tumas oichlin and tumas nevela. So tumas oichlin is when you have a piece of food that it comes in contact with tumah, the halach is it becomes tameh and has an ability to transmit tumah. Rishon l'tumah, sheni l'tumah, shlishi l'tumah, revi'i l'tumah, is it Chulin, is it Truma? Is it Kachim? Chulin Anasu B'Tayrus HaTruma? Chulin Shanasu B'Tayrus Kachim? These are all familiar, all halachas that we're somewhat familiar with. But there's another type of Tumah that relates to food that's a very different type of Tumah. And that's Tumas Nevela. So a Nevela is Asr Bachila. A Nevela is also Tameh. That's the primary difference between a Nevela and a Trefa. A Nevela and a Trefa are both Asr Bachila. But a Nevela, being that it didn't have a Kosher Shchita, also is Tameh. Tumas Nevela is different than Tumas Oichlin. The main difference is that Tumas Oichlin's shear is Bikebeya. Tumas Nevela's shear is Bikezayas. Another difference as it relates to our sugyas is that whereas we mentioned briefly, and we'll see it in much better detail in today's daf, that the Shomer of Oichlin is mitzarif to the shear Beya of Tumas Oichlin, the Shomer of Nevela is not mitzarif to the shear Kezayas as it relates to Tumas Nevela. So again, we're dealing with the halachas of Tumas Oichlin and Tumas Nevela. We're dealing with the halachas of a Yad and a Shomer. These are appendages of Oichlin. How they relate
to the Oichel itself and to the Nevel itself from the perspective of Tumah V'Tahira. You have to look at it from the perspective, is it Mitzarif to the Shir? Does it have an ability to be Moitzi? Does it have an ability to be Machnes Tumah? A lot of drushes, we're going to see in today's daf, the Gemara is going to mention many psukim. Additionally, we're going to have kavul chaymers. We're going to have da'i lovim nadin liyas kanadin. We're going to have an ino inyan, tenayo inyan. It's just kedai. It's not an easy daf. These dafim that are coming now require real amelas. So just one hergish, and that is Yaduah, the Bnei Yisaschar says that there are yud gimel midos sha'atarin nedreshas behem. There are also yud gimel midos shel rachamim. The Bnei Yisaschar says that the yud gimel midos sha'atarin nedreshas behem correspond to the yud gimel midos shel rachamim. He goes so far as to say that if you count the yud gimel midos sha'atarin nedreshas behem 1 through 13, they correspond to a specific Midah Shel Rachamim, 1 through 13 of Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. Says the Helig Bnei Yisaschar that the second of the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Torah Nidreshes Bem is Kal V'Chomer. The second of the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim is Kael. Hashem, Hashem, Kael Racham V'Chanim. He says, as far as Makdoshim say that when Miriam was a Mitzayra, when Miriam was a Chayla, the Pasuk says, Vayitzak Moshe L'Hashem Leimer, Kael Na Refon Allah. That Moshe Rabbeinu invoked the shame, the midah of kale, because kale is the midah of refuah. Kale is the midah with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows refuah. Somebody this morning's daf and the limud, the very difficult limud, the amelus batayra of kal v'chayim and da'i love amit, this kenodon be a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Alizan. On that note, zok de Mishnah. Tan hasam. We learned in a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? So if it's not familiar, it's because it's the first Mishnah in Masechtas Uktzin. So we're familiar with a lot of the first Mishnahs of many Masechtas. Shnai Moshe Batalas. I may be getting Mdina Sayyam. Tanan Hasab. Kol Shu Yad V'loy Shomer. Anything that is a Yad. So it's an appendage to food. It's a Yad, but it's not a Shomer. Tame Umetame Ve'enoy Mitzdarif. It could become Tame. It's Machnes Tuma. Meaning if the Yad of food that's Tahar touches a dover tame, it will now become tame. Additionally, if the yad of food that's tame touches a dover tame, it's mitame. Tame means it's machnes tuma. That's a term that the Gemara is going to use a lot. Mitame means it's moitzi tuma, like boileya umafle. So tame means it's machnes. Mitame means it's moitzi. The inner mitzarev, but it's not mitzarev to the shir kabeh. Shomer, if something's an appendage to a food, but it's also a shomer to the food, it protects the food. Afal pisha in a yad, even if it's not a yad, daloch is tame, it's machnes tuma. Umetame, it's moitzi tuma. Umetzarev, a shomer is more than a yad, it's even mitzarev. Lo yad, lo shomer. What if something's not a yad or a shomer? Lo tame, lo metame, it's not Tame, it's not Metame, and certainly it's not going to be Metame. It says the Gemara, Yodos Hechi Psivi. So what's the Makar to Yodos? So we learn Masechtas Nedarim, we discuss, what's the Makar to Yodos? This is the other Yodos. So either way, Dichsev, it's a Pasuk. And this is a Pasuk in the end of Parshas Shemini. The Pasuk says, V'chiyutan Maya Malzera, V'nafal Minivlasam Olav, Tame Hulochem. So the Pasuk over there is discussing Tumas Oichlin. And the Pasuk says that in order for food to become Tomei, it first has to check off the Masechtas Machshirim box. So you have to make sure that it's Huchshir L'Kabel Tomei. How does food become Huchshir L'Kabel Tomei? It becomes wet. The owner of the food either is the one who made it wet, or at the very least, he saw it become wet and he was happy. There was nichusa with the fact that it was wet. The point is, it first has to become wet. So it says the Pasuk, Chiyutan Mayim al Zera. If Mayim is going to be on Zera, on food, V'nafam inivlasam olav, then afterwards, the nevela of one of the Shmoyne Shratzim that are Tomei will land on this food. Tomei hu lochem, they will be Tomei. But the Pasuk says, Tomei hu lochem. What does lochem mean? L'chol shevitzorcheichem, the rabbi says hayodis. That you see from here that the tuma doesn't necessarily have to fall on the food itself, but lochem, meaning l'chol shevitzorcheichem, any part of the food that you use would be included in the definition of food, being that a yad of food is something that's part of the food in the practical usage sense. You carry the food sometimes by its yad. So it's for that reason it's included in this passing. And that's how you know that the yad of food is included in the definition of food as it relates to Tumah. Thus, the rabbi says hayodis. So there's another pasuk. And that pasuk is actually the very next pasuk. And it's also in the end of Parsha Shmini, and the Pasuk there is discussing Tumas Nevela, and there too the Torah uses
the word lochem in the context of Tumas Nevelo, and we learn from there, l'chol shebet zarchechem, l'rabbi says ayod, it's have two psukim, two words of lochem, and two different psukim that deal with Tumah, that say the word lochem, which we're saying means l'rabbi says ayodis. So if I have two psukim to be marba yodis, what do I do with those two psukim? Yad lahachnes ulahoitzi. So I could be marba one to tell me that the yad has an ability to be machnes tumah. So if you have a food which is tahar and tumah comes in contact with the yad will allow the food that it's attached to become tummy. Yad has an ability to be machnes. It also has an ability to be mitzi. If you have the yad of food that's already tummy and now it touches something else, through the yad it will transmit tumah. So yad lahachnes, yad lahoitzi. Again, how do I have two drushes of yad? Because I have two words of lochem from two different sukkim. Okay. Shoymer lahachnes ulahoitzi laitzarachkor. As it relates to shoymer that has an ability to be machnes and mitzi, for that I don't need a pasuk. Kal v'chaymer miyad osi. That I can learn kal v'chaymer miyad. How so? Ma yad sheinu megina machneses. Ma tachiyad which has an ability to be megan could be machnes umaitzi or shoymer like koshke. I mean, the Gemara thinks in Sfarah for sure shoymer is more than a yad. So a yad which doesn't protect has an ability to be mitzi or machnes. Certainly a shoymer which does protect should have the ability to be mitzi or machnes. If that's the case, the Gemara continues, we'll explain all this. Shoymer the cause of Rachman Olamali. So why then did the Torah even mention a pasuk about shoymer? Now where did the Torah mention a pasuk about shoymer? That was yesterday's daf. That was on the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amad Beis, where the Gemara brought a drasha from the Devei Rabbi Yishmael. It says, with regards to food, that one of the nevela of one of the Shemayna Shratzim fell on it, but it wasn't wet yet. So the Torah over there said it's going to be tar. The pasuk was v'chiyipa minivlasam al kol zera zeruah asher yizareya tahar. Why is it tar? What do you mean? The nevela of one of the Shemayna Shratzim fell on it. The Torah says because it wasn't wet. Afterwards, the Torah says, "V'chiyutan ma'im alzera." Then tomei hulochet. But if it wasn't wet, then it's going to be tar. And the Torah was very wordy. It says, "Al kol zera zerua ashei yizareya." And we learn from the words ashei yizareya that the way we look at food from a tumah, from a tumas oichlin perspective, is how would you plant this food? Not how would you eat the food, how would you plant this food? And if you were going to take a stalk of wheat and you were going to plant it, you would plant it in its husk. You would plant it with its shomer around it. So you see that the shomer is considered part of the food. So the Gemara is now bothered with a question. If I have a pasuk that tells me that the yad of food is included in the definition of food, both lahachnes ulahaitzi, then why do I need that drasha, that brisa that the Gemara brought on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis? Why do I need Asher Yizareya to tell me that a shomer is considered food? If a yad is considered food, certainly a shomer is considered food. Didn't we just say that I know shomer from yad, mikal v'chomer? It's a shomer because of Rachman Olam Ali, says the Gemara, Shema Minolitzar. If you know what that must be coming to teach me, it's coming to teach me that a shomer has even more halachos than do yadis. A yad is considered food as it relates to being moitzi u'machnes. But a shomer is considered food even for more than that. It's even considered food to be mitztaref. So pause, not period, and certainly not exhale. But just pause for one moment. So we started with a mishnah, right? Today's daf started with a mishnah. The mishnah is the first mishnah, Masechtas Uktzen. The mishnah said as follows, that anything that's an appendage to food, if it's a yad, the halacha is, it's moitzi tumah, it's machnes tumah, it's considered part and parcel of the food as it relates to it bringing tumah into the food and taking tumah out of the food. However, it's not mitztaref to the shir tumah soichle. So if you don't have a kebeya without the stem or without the bone, it wouldn't be mitztaref to the shir kebeya. Shomer is moitzi u'machnes. It's also mitztaref. And the question is, Benani Mili, how do you know all this? Zok the Gemara, I'll tell you how you know all this. It's based really on three psukim. I have two psukim that tell me that yad is considered part of food as it relates to tumah v'tahira. V'chiyuter ma'im alzer v'nofen v'flas and all of tomehu lochem. Lochem l'chol shebet zarchechem. I have another pasuk, v'chiyomas ben abahem ha'ashehi lochem. Lochem l'chol shebet zarchechem. Two psukim to be mar b'yadas l'tumah. What do I need two for? One to tell me that it could be moitzi. One to tell me that it could be machnes. Okay, so that's how I know yadas are moitzi u'machnes. If I know yadas are moitzi u'machnes, then kal v'chomer, I know that shomer is also moitzi u'machnes. Because shomer is more a part of food than yad is. The fact that the shomer protects, that makes it more a part of the food. Thus, once I know yad, I know shomer as well. Stating that, I have a third pasuk. The pasuk that the Gemara brought yesterday's daf. I'll call Zera Zorua Ashe Yizareya.
And from that pasuk, you learn that a shomer is considered part of food. What's that coming to tell me? It's not coming to tell me that it's Moitzi Umachnis. I know that Kal V'Chomer from Yad. So what then is it coming to tell me? It's coming to tell me that it's Mitztarev to the Shir. So I therefore then have a pasuk, two psukim, to tell me that Yad is food. Once I know Yad, with regards to the Moitzi Umachnis, I know Shomer Moitzi Umachnis. I also have a pasuk to tell me that Shomer is Mitztarev. I don't have a pasuk that tells me Yad is Mitztarev. I can't learn Yad from Shomer, because Shomer is more than Yad. I can learn Shomer from Yad, but I can't learn Yad from Shomer. So this is Cheshbon, but it's pretty straightforward at this point. And therefore, says the Gemara, B'chura, I have a makar to everything. I know that Yad is Moitzi Umachnis. If that's the case, I know that Shomer is Moitzi Umachnis. I have an extra pasuk of Shomer is probably coming to tell me that it's Mitztarev. I don't have a pasuk telling me that Yad is Mitztarev. Thus, Yad could be Moitzi Umachnis, Shomer could be Moitzi Umachnis, and be Mitztarev. That is the Makar, the biblical source to the first Mishnah in Masechtas Bukta. But the Gemara has a problem, and the Gemara is going to discuss its problem with this really all the way till the bottom of the Yom. A lot of cheshbon now. Freak the Gemara. Im yad lahachnis, v'loi lohoitzi, shomer lahachnis, ulohoitzi. Maybe Yad only has an ability to be machnis. Maybe it does not have an ability to be moitzi. Now, didn't we just say you have two psukim? And if you have two psukim that are mar b'yad, one is telling me that it's machnis, one is telling me that it's moitzi. How could the Gemara now suggest ve'im yad lahachnis v'loy lohitzi? So Rashi asks the Kasha, and Rashi says that it's true we have two psukim, but one of the two psukim were regarding tumas oichlin, v'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nofim in the flos and all of Tommy Hulachan. The second pasuk was v'chiyomus v'na behema shi'ilochem, which is discussing tumas nevelo. We already saw in the Mishnah very briefly that tumas nevelo and tumas oichlin are not one and the same. They're different. And being that Tumas Nevela and Tumas Eichlin are not one and the same, maybe I don't have an extra pasuk. Maybe I have one by Tumas Eichlin, I have one by Tumas Nevela. So if I only have one by Tumas Eichlin, so which is what the first Mishnah of Masechtas Uktzin is discussing. It's not discussing Tumas Nevela, it's discussing Tumas Eichlin. So Freik the Gemara, maybe the one that I have is teaching me Mach. It's not teaching me Moitzi. If that's the case, I know that a Shomer is also Machnis and Moitzi. I know Shomer is Machnes, because if Yad is Machnes, Shomer is Machnes, Mikal V'Chomer. I'll also know that Shomer is Moitzi, because I have an extra pasuk by Shomer. The pasuk said, I'll call Zerah Zeruah, Ashe Yizareah. But if that's the case, I don't have a makar to the Mishnah, because which halachas that the Mishnah mentioned do I not know? Avayad lahoitzi, I don't have a makar to tell me that Yad could be Moitzi, because I now only have one makar for Yad, and I use it to be Machnes, v'Shomer Letzarev. I also don't have an extra pasuk of Shomer to tell me that the Shomer could be Mitztarev to the Shir, because the extra pasuk of Shomer I just used to tell me that Shomer could be Moitzi. Says the Gemara, lo yad lahachnis, v'loi lahoitzi, loi matzis armor. So the Gemara says, it's a nice attempt, but really it doesn't work, because it's not possible to say that a yad would be able to be machnis, but not be able to be Moitzi. Why? It's just in Svara it doesn't work. Hashva. Iyuli ma'ayla afuki mi'boya. It's pasha to kal v'chomer. If I know that a yad could be machnis, it certainly should be able to be Moitzi. The Gemara is assuming in Svara that it's easier to be Moitzi than it is to be machnis. It's a bigger chiddush that something can bring tuma in than to say that something can bring tuma out. And as a result, says the Gemara, if I had one yad and it's teaching me machnis, then I would know moitzi. So if I would know moitzi, I would know yad lahachnis ulahoitzi, I would know shomer lahachnis ulahoitzi, which means that the extra pasuk of shomer I would use to tell me that it's mitzdarif. But the Gemara asks the obvious comeback, and that is, okay, so it's true. If I have one yad and I used it to teach me that Yad could be Machnes, I know for sure that it could be Moitzi. But how do you know the one Yad is coming to teach me that it's Machnes? Maybe the one Yad is teaching me that it's Moitzi, it's not Machnes. And if that's the case, I know Shomer Lahoitzi. Ulahachnes, I also know Shomer Lahachnes, because the Kroyeseir of Shomer I'm going to use now to teach me that it's Machnes. Avoyad Lahachnes, Vishomer, Litzarev Loi. But I don't have a Makar then to tell me Yad Lahachnes, because I only have one Makar for Yad, and I don't have a Makar to tell me that Shomer could be Mitztarev. Because how did I know Shomer could be Mitztarev from the extra pasuk? I need the extra pasuk to tell me that it could be Machnes. So the Gemara says, I hear, but at the same time, even if you want to tell me that the two psukim that we thought we had for Yad are really only one, because being that one is discussing Tumas Eichlin and the other one is discussing Tumas Nevela, I can't learn Eichlin from Nevela, Nevela from Tuma as per the first Mishnah in the parak, but I still have an extra mention of Yad. I still have a second pasuk, Yad Yisei Riksev. And that's also a pasuk at the end of Parashat Shmini. It's also discussing Tuma. It says, V'chol ha-sheyipam v'nevlasan olav yitma tanu v'kirayim yutatz tmeyim. Hey, utmeim yulachem. It's discussing a dover tameh, such as one of the shmoyne shratzim that falls into a taner karai, into an oven. Taner karai were two different types of ovens that were common back in the day. And the pasuk says that if one of the shmoyne shratzim falls into a taner karai, there's a special type of tumah, kalasha b'soicha yitma. Even if it only falls into the aver of the taner, that's enough for it to transmit tumah. But the point is, the pasuk uses the magic word there again. It says, "Utmeim yu lochem." What does lochem mean? Lochem lechol shabitzar chechem. L'rabbis has hayodos. So again, I have an extra pasuk of yodos. If I have an extra pasuk of yodos, one teaches me lahachnas, one teaches me lahoitzi. Once I know yad lahachnas lahoitzi, kavul chaymer, I know shaymer lahachnas lahoitzi. If that's the case, what do I do with the extra pasuk of shaymer? Matzmi is coming to tell me that it could be mitzaref. So again, l'churin, all the Gemara is saying is that we said we have a mekar to the first Mishnah Masechtos Ukitzin. How so? What did Mishnah Masechtos Ukitzin say? A yad could be moitzi u'machnas. A shomer could be moitzi u'machnas and it could be mitzdarev. What's the makar? So we said it's made up of three psukim. Three psukim teach me this whole mission. It's five halachas, but only three psukim are needed based on kal v'chaymers. So what's the three psukim? It says lochem once, but with regards to yadis. Lochem twice with regards to yadis. One teaches me moitzi, one teaches me machnas. If I know yad could be moitzi u'machnas, kal v'chaymers, shomer could be moitzi u'machnas. If that's the case, why did Torah have to mention something about shomer? Shomer is probably coming to teach me that it could also be mitzvah. The question was, where do you have two psukim of yadis? So one is tumas oichel, one is tumas nevela. That's not an extra pasuk. There's no way you can learn one from the other. Says the Gemara, I hear, but I have another extra pasuk. It says lochem by tanur kurayim, also in the context of toma. Why did Torah have to mention lochem by tumas oichlin and then lochem again by tanur v'kurayim, which is toma of the tanur or the oichlin that are inside the tanur? Must be one is extra again. So one lahachnis, one lahoitzi, kal v'chaymer shomer, and the pasuk of shomer is going to be extra. But the Gemara says, I disagree. Hai minayu miyater. There's nothing extra over here. Meaning, if you do a little bit of a recap, what you have is three psukim that teach me yadis. Three mentions of lachem. One regarding good old-fashioned tumas oichlin. One regarding tumas nevela. And then the third one with regards to tumas tanav ikirayim. The Gemara is going to discuss now that none of these are extra because I can never learn one from the other. Each one has its own unique qualities that doesn't allow me to learn one from the other. Haimin amiyat, meaning which one do you want to say is extra? Why are we saying one is extra? If one is extra, it means you have two. So I have one lahachtas, one lahaitzi, which is the basis. That is the basis and the premise for everything that we're saying. But the Gemara says none of them actually want. He's lived in Ramad of Zerah. You want the Torah to have mentioned Zerah and Valesa Hanich Minayu. Meaning, let it mention Yodos by Tumas Oichlin, and I'll learn Tanaviki Rayim and Tumas Devela from those two. You can't. Because Mala, Zerah Shekain Tumasa Meruba. Zerah is Tumasa Meruba. How so? Says Rashi. It's Tumasa Meruba versus Tanav Ikirayim because Zra and food could become Tomeh even from a Vlada Tomeh. Right? Food could be a Shlishi Latomeh, Revi Latomeh. Tanav Ikirayim can only become Tomeh from an Ava Tomeh. That's number one. It's Tumasa Meruba from Tumas Nevela. That was the first Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Riba Latameh Tumas Oichla, Mimashi Riba Latameh Tumas Nevela. And the Mishnah gave two examples of it. So you certainly can't learn either Tumas Tanav Ikirayim or Tumas Nevela from Tumas Eichel. Look, the Brachmana B'Tamav Leis Anich Minei. Let the Torah say Taner and learn the other ones from Taner. Malat Taner Shkei Metamim Aviroi. Taner has a Chumrah. It's Metamim Aviroi. Kol Hashem B'Soichoi. B'Soichoi Yitma. Even if it doesn't make contact. That's a very big Kiddush. You don't find such a concept by Tumas Oichlin, you don't find it by Tumas Nevela. Look, the Brachmana B'Tamav Nevela V'Leis Anich Minei. Maybe learn the other two from Nevela. Malat Nevela Shkei Metamim Adam. Nevela has a lot of Chumras. Number one, Nevela could be Metamim Adam. Whereas to Oichel can never be Metama Adam, Tanav Ikirayim can be Metama Adam. Umetama B'masa, also there's Tumas Masa by Nevela, V'tumah Yoytza Migufa, it's a source of Tumah, as opposed to Oichel became Tommy from something else, the Tanav Ikirayim became Tommy from something else. So as it relates to these three, says, I think I need all three, there's nothing extra. I don't have one to teach me Lahachtas, one to teach me Lahaitzi. I need them all to teach me that by their respective unique types of Tumah, you have a Alach of Yadis, but one Alach of Yadis, not two Alach of Yadis. But the Gemara says, one second, Chadav Chadav Leyas. It's true you can't learn one from one. But Tesei Chadami Tarti, maybe make a Mahatzad. Hi Tesei. Let the Torah not mention let the Torah not mention Yodis by Zeraim and learn Zeraim from a Tzad Hashava between Tanavik Kirayim and Nevela. What are you going to tell me? Tanavik Kirayim has a Chumrah, Kol Hashem Asoicha Yitma, Nevela Teichiach. Nevela has a Chumrah, the three Chumras, Tanavik Kirayim Lechich. But the Gemara says he can't learn a Ma'atzad because Ma'la Hanuch Shekhe Metamim Shol Behechshah. Toim Abizram Shekhe Metamim Ela Behechshah. The two together have a Chumrah that they don't have to become Huchshah L'Kabal Tumah, as opposed to food that does have to be Huchshah L'Kabal Tumah. So I can never learn Tumas Oichlin from those two. But Amr Avinu B'Rav Yeshua, Rav Yeshua said that's not a good pircha because Perish Lai Huchshah Ketanu Shalai Nigmar Malach. Mishmachta. Why is it that food needs to become wet and in order for it to become Huchshel Lekabel Tumah? Because the Peri, one of the basic rules of Tumah is that something has to be complete in order for it to become Tumah. When something's in an incomplete state, it can't become Tumah. Fruit is considered to be incomplete until it's wet. When it gets wet, that's the Gemar Malacha. A tanner has the same halacha of gemar malacha. Now, by a tanner, being that it's a utensil, it's an oven, it's not a food, so the way it becomes completed is not by becoming wet, but by being makab apatish, finishing the actual work. But the concept of mesechtes machshirin relates to a tanner b'kirayim just as much as it relates to food. So you can't tell me that there's a chumrah in tanner b'kirayim that it doesn't require anything to make it Huchshel Lekabel Tumah, that's a full statement. It does require. It's just not the same thing that Oichel has. My Oichel has to become wet. Here it doesn't have to become wet. Elo Parachach. But the Gemara says, I hear. So if that's not a Pirch, I'll tell you a different Pirch. Malahanoch, those two, Tanav Kirayim and Avelish came in Tamish Shlom Negiyah. They could become Tamish Shlom Negiyah. How so? The Tanav Kirayim becomes Tameh even from its Aver. Nevelo doesn't have to touch anything. Nevelo is the source of Tumah. Tameh Bezorah Meshay Metam Nelo Begiyah, as opposed to Rom, it's only Metam Begiyah. So you can never learn out Zra'im one for one from either Tanav HaKirayim and Avelo. You also can learn Zra'in from a Mahatzad between Tanav HaKirayim and Avelo. So the Gemara says, I hear. But maybe you know where the extra one is. It's Loilichtav Rachmada B'Tanav HaTeis Mehanach. Why can I learn Tanav from the Avelo and from Zra'in? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Because Malahanach, Shekein, Oichel. They have a Chumrah that they're both Oichlim. What's the Chumrah? It's not clear. But it's a unique quality that they both have. Tumas Oichlin is obviously an Oichel, and Avel is also an Oichel, as opposed to an oven is not food. It's you bake food, you cook food, but it's not food, right? So maybe the one that's extra is Nevela. Maybe let it not say Nevela, and I'll learn Nevela from Tanur Vikirayim and from Oichlin. But the Gemara says, Yad Nevela, lovely. If that's the case, why did Torah have to say Yad by Nevela? Oh, that's the extra one. And Enoi Inyan Liyad Nevela, Tneo Inyan Liyad Alma. So if I don't need it for Yad Nevela, I'll use it for Yad Da'alma. Now, why don't I need it for Yad Nevela? Because I could have learned Nevela from the other two. So essentially, I have an extra Yad. If I have an extra Yad, the Gemara does a little Chazara for us now. Yad Lahachnis, Yad Lahoitzi. So I have two mentions of Yad. What are the two? The Torah mentions it by Tumas Oichlin. The Torah mentions it by Tumas Tanav Kirayim. And then I have an extra one by Nevela. Why is Nevela extra? Because at this point in the Gemara, I could learn Yad and Nevela from a Tzad HaShava between Tanav Kirayim and between Tumas Oichlin. If that's the case, I know Yad Lohitzi Ulahachnes. Kal V'chomer, I know Shomer Lohitzi Ulahachnes. When the Torah mentions a ribuy of Shomer regarding Tumah. Yesterday's drasha, al kol zera zeirua asher yizareah. That must be Shomer litzarif. And if Shomer is litzarif, so that's the makar. Gevaldik. At this point, it sounds like we have the makar. But the Gemara immediately, toich kidei dibor, without even letting us come up for breath, the Gemara rejects this. Because the Gemara says, akati yad denevela itzrichne. You can't learn yad denevela from yad of Oichlin and Tanav Kirayim to say that it's extra to trigger the whole drasha, because you need Yad and Avela. I would have thought a Geshmak is Svara that you love him and I didn't. Lias Kinadon. Meaning it's true I could learn Yad and Avela from Tanav Kirayim and from regular Tumas Oichlin from Otsad HaShav. That's true. But at the same time, if I would learn Nevela from Oichlin and Tanur, says the Gemara, I would know that a Yad and a Vela has an ability to be Moitzi Umachnas Tumah. But I would only know it as much as Oichlin and Tanur Vikurayim could be Moitzi Umachnas Tumah. Now, Oichlin could be Moitzi Tumah, right? It's a source of Tumah, but it can't be Metam and Adam. Tanav HaKirayim is a source of Tumah once it becomes Tumah, but it doesn't have an ability to be Metam Adam. Nevela could be Metam Adam. How do I know that a Yad and a Vela could be Moitzi Tumah even for Adam? I can't learn that Kal V'chomer from Oichlin and Tanav V'Kirayim with a Tzad HaShava. It's all Geshmak. This is classic Yud Gimel Midrash HaTeir and Adreshes Behem. But the problem is, there's a rule of Dayo Lava Min Adin V'yos Kenodon. And if Oichlin and Tanav V'Kirayim don't have the ability to be Metama Adam, certainly their Yad doesn't have an ability to be Metama Adam. So I have no way to learn that Nevela would be able to be Metama Adam. So I need Yad and Nevela to teach me that the Yad and Nevela has an ability even to be Metama Adam. So if that's the case, I need Yad and Nevela. Well, Yad and Nevela mitzrach tzarech. If that's the case, says the Gemara, so v'chayra, I don't have my drasha. questions. After Gemara, now I'll tell you. The Shoyme de Nevelu Hudaloy Tzarch. There was one other pasuk that we didn't mention yet this morning that we had in yesterday's daf. And that is the Gemara in the bottom of Daf Kufi Zayin Amid Aleph onto the top of Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph. So Kufi Zayin Amid Beis, I'm sorry, to Kufi Yud Ches Amid Aleph, the Gemara brought a drasha. The drasha had a resha and a sefer. The resha of the drasha, of the braisa, the way the Gemara came out, the maskana, teaches me that Shoyme the Tumas Eichlin is mitzarif to the shir, as per everything we're talking about this morning. The first Mishnah Masecht is Uktzin, but a shomer of a nevela is not mitzarif to the shir kizayis of Tumas Nevela. Stating that, there was a seifa. And the seifa said that even though the shomer is not mitzarif to the shir, but the shomer does have an ability to be moitzi tumah. Incidentally, when you talk about nevela, there's no machnas. Right, nevela doesn't become tameh, you're only dealing with moitzi. Eichlin, you're dealing with, is it moitzi, is it machnas? A tameh eichel is moitzi. A tahar eichel would be machnas. But when you're dealing with nevela, all you're dealing with is moitzi. And the Gemara brought a drasha for that too. So there was a pasuk that teaches me that a shomer de nevela is not mitzarev, and there was a pasuk that teaches me that a shomer de nevela is moitzi tameh. Freak the Gemara, what do I need that for? The shomer de nevela would loy tzarech. Why did Torah mention shomer de nevela? Why doesn't it have to say Shoyme de Nevela? Because once I know Yad de Nevela, and I know Yad de Nevela is a Mefurish Pasuk by Yad de Nevela. It's a Pasuk. You don't even have to learn it from anything. It's a Pasuk. Once I know Yad could be Moitzi, I know Shoyme could be Moitzi. Because Madoch Yad, Kal v'chayme Shoymer. So if I know Shoyme could be Moitzi, why did Torah have to mention Shoyme de Nevela? So this is where we found something extra. So as the Gemara of Shoyme de Nevela, Loitzar, Chumay Hilchas Akas V'Rachman. If it's Darufi, if the Torah told it to me to tell me that the Shoyme de Nevela is Mitzarev to the Shir Kazai, I'm a Loi Mitzarev. You said it's not Mitzarev. That was the ratio of that price. Ulohoitzi, to tell me that a Shoyme could be Moitzi, to a Kal v'chayme Miyad, Osi. That I know Kal v'chayme Miyad. Ellen, Ein, Inyan, the Shoyme de Nevela. If I don't need it to teach me Shoyme de Nevela today, Inyan, the Yad de Nevela. Let me use it for Yad de Nevela. But I don't need it for Yad de Nevela either, because I have a pasuk for Yad de Nevela. The main of Inyan, the Yad de Nevela, today you're in the Yad de Alma. Use it for Yad de Alma. Yad de Alma. I know Yad de Alma. I have a pasuk for that. I have one pasuk by Tumas Oichlin, one by Tana Vikirayim, I have one by Nevela. Oh, so what I need it for is to teach me a second Allah of Yad. Why a second Allah of Yad? Because if I only had one, I would think Yad could be Moitzi. I wouldn't know that Yad could be Macht. Now that I have an extra, I have Yad lehoitzi, Yad lehachnis. So if I know Yad lehoitzi lehachnis, I know Shomer lehoitzi lehachnis. Why do I need the pasuk of Shomer by Tumas Eichlin? I'll call Zera Zerua Asher Yizareya. The Shomer Litzarev. It must be. It's coming to you Litzarev. And that's how I know everything. But the Gemara says, one second, the Emo, I don't think this is good because, well, why don't we say im eino yinyan l'shoymer din aveila tneyo inyan l'shoymer d'alma? You have an extra pasuk of shoymer din aveila, which I don't need. To tell me that the shoymer of the nevela has an ability to be moitzi toma, I know the kal v'chomer from the fact that the yad of nevela has an ability to be moitzi. So the Gemara says, what do I do with it? If I have an extra pasuk that teaches me that a shoymer din aveila could be moitzi tneyo inyan liyad d'oichlin. So if I know now that Yad of Eichlin could be Moitzi Umachnas, because I already had one Makar to it, now I have a second Makar, then the Makar of Shomer the Eichlin is coming to teach me that it has an ability to be Mitzarev. But there was one leap the Gemara said that I'm not so comfortable with. Had we go from an extra Pasuk by Shomer de Nevela to use it for Yad of Eichlin, wouldn't it make more sense? So if it's extra by Nevela, I don't need it by Nevela. So you're right, I have to place it somewhere. It's a displaced drasha. Right? I don't know what to do with it. It's a refugee drasha. I have to do something with it. So I don't know what to do with it. So it's a shoymer de Nevela. That's where the drasha is. Tneyo inyan liyad. No, why do I have a right to jump from shoymer to yad? L'chayra, what I should do with it is and say is neino inyan l'shoymer de Nevela, tneyo inyan l'shoymer d'alma. If that's the case, so I have a makar to teach me that shoymer l'hachnes. And to teach me that Yad could be Moitzi, but v'shoymer litzarif. And I could even learn shoymer litzarif. How could I learn shoymer litzarif? Because the pasuk of Al Kol Zera Zerua Asher Yizareya will still be extra with regards to shoymer. I'll know that a Yad could be Moitzi. That I know from the one limit of Yad. If I know that a Yad could be Moitzi, Kal v'chomer Shomer could be Moitzi. I have the extra pasuk of Shomer de Nevela, which I'm in the Shomer de Nevela, because Nevela could only be Moitzi, and I know the Yad could be Moitzi, so certainly the Shomer could be Moitzi, so this is an extra drasha. I'll apply it now to Shomer the Oichlin to tell me that it could also be Machnas. It's not a gay of Machnas by Nevela. So if I'm using it for Machnas, I can't use it for Nevela. I have to move it somewhere else. So I'm going to use it now to tell me that Oichel could be Machnas. So I know that Oichel, Shomer could be Machnas. If that's the case, I know Shomer could be Moitu Machnas, which means I still have that Pasuk extra. I'll call Zerezei Ruah Ashay Zareya to tell me that Shomer could be Mitzdarev. So I have almost everything in the Mishnah of Uktzin. I have 4 out of the 5 halachas, but I don't have all 5. What don't I have? How do I know that Yad could be Machnas? Geshmak. El Yad Lahachnas, loy. So the Gemara says this didn't work. So L'chayr, at the end of the day, when we started off, we thought we had a nice drasha, it was very neat, 3 psukim. I know all the halachas in the Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin. After going through Kalvachaymers and Mahatsads and etc. Meinu Inyan, Tanaya Inyan, we're really back to where we started. We're back to what is the Makar to the Mishnah. Again, what's the Mishnah? The very first Mishnah, Masechtas Uktzin, which says that the Yad of Oichel could be Moitzi Toma and it could be Machnas Toma, but it's not Mitzarif to the Shir. The Shomer of an Oichel could be Moitzi Toma, it could be Machnas Toma, it could be Mitzarif to the Shir. What is the Makar to the Halacha? Says the Gemara, you know what the Makar is? Here we go. Elamei Kara, Ki Ksiva Yad, Achnasa Ksiva. The Gemara actually gives a very straightforward answer. It's not even a full line. And it's very simple as well. We said that the Torah mentioned Yad by Tuma. There was one mention of Yad. One with regards to classic Tumas Eichlin. One with regards to the Tuma Vatana Kirayim. One with regards to Nevela. The Gemara, however, assumed that if I only have one mention of the word Yad, I would use it for the least Chiddush. Tafasta mu'it tafasta, tafasta merubo loit tafasta. So you use it for the least Chiddush. What's the least Chiddush? That it could be Maitzi. It's easier, it's more kal for it to be Maitzi than for it to be Machnas. So you use it for the smallest Chiddush. What's the smallest Chiddush? It could be Maitzi. So I know that a Yad could be Maitzi, but I don't know that a Yad could be Machnas. And being that I don't know that a Yad could be Machnas, it causes problems. So what do you mean? I have 3 psukim that tell me that a Yad could do something. I need 3 to tell me it could be Maitzi. Chad lo haitzi v'chadan. Mar says, no, it's 3 distinct types of tumas that the Torah mentioned it by, and they're all not the same, and you can't even make mahatzad. So at the end of the day, the Gemara said, no, the one drasha that I have by Oichlin, the one that I have by Tana v'Kirayim, it's coming to teach me Maitzi. It's not coming to teach me Machnas. So the Gemara, you can't say that. You know why? Because read the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? V'chiyutan mayim al zera, v'nofal min nevlasam olav, tomi hu lochem. Lochem is talking about the Yad. What happened? You have food that's tahar, and an nevela fell on it. As long as it was chiyutan mayim al zera, you checked off the Masechtas Machshirim box, the halacha now is going to be tomi hu lochem. Are we talking about food being maitzi or machnas? We're talking about food being machnas. It's mefurish in the Torah that we're talking about food that's being machnas. Zok the Gemara Geshmak, Elamei Kara Ki Ksiva Yad, Ahachnasak. Read the Pasuk. Snapshot that I have one drasha. I don't know what to do with this abstract, esoteric drasha. Let's use it lahitzi. No. It's very clear what the Torah is telling me. The Torah is telling me a Yad has an ability to be machnas tumah. If I know a Yad could be machnas tumah, kal v'chaymer a Yad could be maitzi tumah. Because that the Gemara stalled in the beginning of the sugya. That Machnas is kal v'chaymer milahitzi. So if I know Yad could be maitzi, I know Yad could be machnas. If I know Yad could be maitzi or machnas, I know Shomer could be maitzi or machnas. It's a double kal v'chaymer. I know Yad could be maitzi, kal v'chaymer Yad could be machnas. If Yad could be maitzi or machnas, kal v'chaymer Shomer should be able to be maitzi or machnas. If that's the case, what do I need the pasuk ki chol zera zei ru? Asher yizarei l'rabbis l'shomer. Must be. It's come to tell me that it's mitzdarev. That is therefore the Makar to the first Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin, according to the first Teretz of the Gemara. The second Teretz of the Gemara, Zok the Gemara. One second, we're not done yet, but we're not up to the second Teretz yet. Ela Mikara Kiksiva Yad, Achnasa Kiksiva, Ela Shomer Dinavela Lamali. But the Gemara asks another Kasha. Okay, let's go back now. We had the Pasuk of Shomer Dinavela. What do I need Shomer Dinavela for? We're just trying to reconcile everything now. L'chayra, I know everything by Nevela as well. Because if I know that Yad is Moitzi by Eichlin, I know Yad is Moitzi by Nevela. It's a Mefurish Apasik. There is no Machnas by Nevela. So I know Yad is Moitzi. Kavachomer, Shomer is Moitzi. I know Shomer is not Mitzaref anyways. I have a Pasik for that. So when the Torah, the seifa of the Braisa at the end of yesterday's daf, on the top of daf kuf yud ches amud aleph, what do we need that for? So the Gemara, and the Gemara speaks it out. If it's darufe, if Shoyim the Neveil is coming to tell me that the Shoyim is mitzarif to the Shir, Amr loy mitzarif. Ilahachnus ulahoytzi, kal v'chayim, yeah, lahachnus is a misnomer, right? Because Neveil is never machnus, it's always being mitzi. Ilahachnus ulahoytzi, kal v'chayim miyadas. Yeah. Says the Gemara, you're right, but Milsa da Asiya Bekal V'Chayme Tarech V'Kas of Lakra. Even though Yitaka don't need it, and it's a Milsa da Asiya Bekal V'Chayme, but there's a concept, there's a Mandam in Shas that holds Milsa da Asiya Bekal V'Chayme Tarech V'Kas of Lakra. Fake the Gemara, what's the next question? Ihachi. If you're going to tell me Milsa da Asiya Bekal V'Chayme Tarech V'Kas of Lakra, Shayme da Alma, as it relates to a Shayme da Alma, what does the Alma mean? Not of a Nevela, of a regular Oichlin, Emelucha, Lahachnis, Umil. What was the makar that Shomer the Alma is mitzarif? Because the Torah wrote, "I'll call Zerazay Ruach Yisareh." Why did the Torah have to write that? I mean, what's it coming to teach me? I know everything. How do I know it? Mikal v'chaymer. Oh, so maybe the Torah is just telling me something I already know. Mikal v'chaymer. What makes it extra? The premise was it's extra. Being that it's extra, it must be it's coming to teach me a new halacha. What's the new halacha? Then it's mitzar. Maybe there's nothing extra over here. Maybe it's just a milsa da asi bekal v'chayma tarach v'kas of lakra. So the Gemara gives a simple answer. Hey, chadik l'midrash d'ashinon. You don't just say milsa da asi bekal v'chayma. That's like a last resort answer. So it works. And if you have a drasha with nothing to do with it, so then you could say milsa da asi bekal v'chayma tarach v'kas of lakra. But to the extent there's something that you can darshan, hey, chadik l'midrash, if you can darshan something d'ashinon. So as it relates to oichlin, where it's possible that the shoyim is mitzarif to the shir, we'll use the extra pasuk to tell me it's mitzarif to the shir. But by nevela, you can't use it to tell me that the shoyim is mitzarif to the shir, because we have a mefurish pasuk that tells me that it's not mitzarif to the shir. The ratio of that price said benevlasa v'lor ba'ur she'in olav kizayis basar, clearly telling me that it's not mitzarif. So if it's not mitzarif, what's the pasuk for? I have nothing to do with it. Okay, no. There's nothing wrong with that. You could always say milsa da'asi v'kal v'chayim, but to the extent that there's something to darshan from it, then certainly we're going to darshan. Either way, that is the first mahalach of the Gemara. The second mahalach of the Gemara is a very short mahalach. Rav Chaviva Amar, Rav Chaviva said, different terms. He went back to one of the cheshbonos that the Gemara made earlier, and that was that there was the shomer din avela was extra, right? Essentially, according to the first mahalach of the Gemara, there's one thing that's extra. We were able to make sense of all the different drushes and all the different psukim tucked away in the end of Parashat Shemini. We were able to make sense of all the lechems. Everything seems to work out. The only thing that was extra is why the Torah had to mention that the shomer of an avel was mitzi toma. And the Gemara had no choice but to say, milsa da'asi b'kal v'chayim tarach b'kas of lecha. Rav Chaviva felt that Dartin is the schlissel to the whole sugya. He thought that it's that extra pasuk that we learn everything from. Meaning, shomer din avel is extra. So what do you do with Shayma de Neveila? You know what you do with Shayma de Neveila? I use it to tell me that a Yad could be Machnas. Whoa. How do I go from Shayma de Neveila being Maitzi to Yad being Machzit? Because I'm Eino Yinyin le Shayma de Neveila, Teneo Yinyin le Yad de Oichlin, right, which is hard, the Yad de Oichlin, to tell me that it could be Machzit. What was the Gemara's problem with that in the when the Gemara attempted to say that? The Gemara felt that, like, Mehecha Tesi, you have a right to make such a jump. The top line of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Ve'emam enoy inyan l'shoymer d'neveya, t'neyu inyan l'shoymer d'alma. Right, if anything, say, enoy inyan l'shoymer d'neveya, t'neyu l'shoymer d'alma. How do you have a right to go, enoy inyan l'shoymer d'neveya, t'neyu inyan l'yad? Said Rav Chaviva, very simple. Because the shoymer d'neveya, is it really a shoymer, or is it more treated like a yad in halacha? It's more treated like a yad. Because in Oichlin, Shomer is mitzarif to the shir. Yad's not mitzarif to the shir. A Shomer de Nevela is also not mitzarif to the shir. So we look at the Shomer de Nevela as if it's a yad. Shani Oimer. Shani Shomer de Nevela, keeping the Maisa Yad Ka'ovid. A yad Shadina Le. And that's where you have the extra pasuk. So again, the Makar to Masechtus, the first Mishnah of Masechtus Uktzin, is either made up of two psukim. It says by Oichlin Lachem, which talking specifically about food being machnes toma. That was the first teretz of the Gemara. The Pshutei Shulmikra is talking about food being machnes toma. Once I know that a yad, lochem, could be machnes kal v'chomer, a yad could be moitzi. If a yad could be moitzi or machnes kal v'chomer, a shomer could be moitzi or machnes. If that's the case, the pasuk, al kol zera zeru, ashe yizareya,
which is talking about Shomer Da'ichlin, is extra. I don't need it to tell me that it's Maitzi Machnas. I know that Kal V'chomer from Yad must be coming to tell me that it's Mitzdarif to the Shir. By Nevela, I have a drasha that tells me specifically that Shomer is not Mitzdarif to the Shir. But either way, that's the Makar to the first Mishnah, Mesach the Suktzin. It's really made up of two psukim. It's made up of two psukim that are in succession of each other, incidentally. The pasuk that says that food that wasn't wet that becomes, that a nevela falls on is tahar, and the food that's, and the pasuk that says that food that was wet and a nevela fell on it becomes tahar. It's those two psukim that teach me all five halachas mentioned in the Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin. The second makar is that it says Yad in the parish of Tumas Eichlin. We don't look at the Pshutei Shal Mikra and say that the Pshutei Shal Mikra is talking about Yad being Machnas. No, maybe the pasuk means Yad being Moitzi. Either Pshutei Shal Mikra, like the Gemara thought on the whole Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We're not going there. But we're not looking at that. We're saying there's one limud that's marba yad. It makes sense to say that it's marba that yad could be moitzi. So I know yad could be moitzi from there. There's a pasuk that says that a shomer din avela could be moitzi, which I don't need. Because if yad din avela could be moitzi, I have a pasuk for that also. I know that shomer din avela could certainly be moitzi. The pasuk of shomer din avela is extra. It may not even be shomer din avela, tnei or inu liyad oichlin. How do you go from shomer din avela to yad oichlin? Because a shomer din avela is like a yad, in the sense that it can't be mitzdarif. Yad is unique in that it can't be mitzdarif. A shomer din avela could also not be mitzdarif. It's a chiddush in avela that shomer is not mitzdarif. Thus, I have now two psukim by yad din avela. I have two psukim. What are the two? One is the pasuk of yad din avela that it says three times in three different context. That teaches me lohoitzi. I have the shomer din avela, which in eino yinu tnei uinyan. So now I know yad can be moitzi umachnas because I have two yads. Kal v'chomer shomer can be moitzi umachnas. The pasuk I'll call zera zera shei zera that teaches me shomer. I don't need it to teach me that's moitzi umachnas. I know kal v'chomer yad. So again, I would know that that would be the makar to teach me that shomer can be mitzdarif. Exhale. Zok to Gemara. So the bottom line is that what was the makar that shomer of Eichlin could be mitzdarif? It was learned down from the pasuk of Al Kol Zera Zerua Asher Yizareah. And the pasuk over there teaches me that Kederech Shabbat, right? The way you go ahead, Kederech Shabbat, the other might see in Lizria. That's the definition of Eichel. You take a chita, biklipasa. You don't eat a biklipasa, but you would be Zerea it biklipasa. Thus, the definition of food as it relates to Tumah would be in that sense. Right? The Gemara, Maske, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Yishmael, how did I learn to the Mishnah? A pitma shall remain mitzdarefes. So we all know what a pitma is. According to some Rishonim, that's what a pitma means. So we'll go, that's the Pashup shot, like the pitma of the Asrik. So the pitma of the remain mitzdarefes. It's mitzdaref to the shir of Tumas Eichlin. V'hanetshalai, that's like the fuzz around the pitma area. In mitzdarif, that's not mitzdarif. Freit the Gemara, why is the pitma mitzdarif? You'll tell me, what do you mean? It's a shomer. The problem is, if the makar to shomer being mitzdarif is the pasuk that says that's the way you plant it, you don't plant a pomegranate by taking the pomegranate with its pitim and putting it in the ground. Says the Vesu, another kash, hadetanan, our Mishnah, Arva, Roite, Vakipa, mitzdarif, letami, tumas, oichlan, feiti, mami, nolon, how do you know it's mitzdarif? To me, metama, tumas, oichlan. What's the kasha? The or, the skin of the basar. What, when you plant basar, right? So that, what, meat should grow in your backyard, you plant it together with your or? That's obviously not how this works, right? So if that's the point, so again, why is the ar going to be mitzdarif? So how could the drasha, the makar that shomer is mitzdarif, is asher yizareya kederech shebnei adam mitzim lizriya? It just doesn't stem. I mean, it works for a chito biklipasa. I mean, there are examples of how it's going to work. But what about the pitim from the rimai? Or what about the skin that's on your meat? So the Gemara says, Elo tlasa kreik. See, you have to say the makar something else. It says, I'll call zera zeirua asher yizareya chad l'shomer dizraim v'chad l'shomer. It says the word zera three times in that pasuk. Kol zera one, zerua two, ashei zareya three. One is coming to teach me this type of shomer, shomer dizraim, shomer dilanois, shomer de baser, beitzim, v'dagim. We will stop here.